as I said in my prayer, the songs we chose specifically to focus us on where we're going this morning. It's the third part of our short series, Breaking Free. This morning we're going to a difficult text. That's part of the 23rd Psalm. Read with me the first four verses of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, said the old translation, deepest, darkest, fear nothing, for you are with me. We know these words well, but the question this morning is, how well do we live these words? To put this into context, I want to tell you a story. It's a true story. I think you can put that first slide up there. The story starts 32 years. The story starts 32 years ago in our first congregation when Elsie and I met that young woman in the middle and her husband and those two beautiful young women next to her. Her name is Elsie, the woman in the middle. Dark-haired one is Charmaine, the blonde-haired woman is Elsie. When we met her and these kids, the oldest one was 6 years old, the youngest one was 4 years old, and a short boy was 2 years old. So a young couple, we meet them, and we became best friends to this day. We talk almost every week, still. Went through many wonderful things with them. 3 years ago, we get an exciting text from Elsie that Shanae, the blonde girl, is pregnant with their little grandchild. And they're so excited about this little baby girl that's going to be born into their lives. December comes, and the baby girl is going to be born. And on the day of her birth, little baby is born still. With a umbilical cord that turned around her neck, and little baby died as mom gave birth. And the world was shattered. 6 months later, in the middle of the night, Friday night, they went home, and she was visiting with Elsie. Elsie was complaining of this huge headache. She's had this headache for a day and a half, and they went to the emergency. Doctors had a look, sent her home, gave her some medication. Saturday, it just got worse and worse. They took her in, took her back, did all kinds of tests. The next thing, the doctors come out, they say, "You better get the family. We need to talk. There is a huge tumor in her brain that we never saw with them." 6 hours later, Elsie died. Do you notice what just happens in this church? The silence. out of the frailty of our lives and who we are. In the deep dark valley, sometimes we don't know where to go. Sometimes in the deep dark valley, it just feels like everything. And we said, because he's my shepherd, he said, I love you, and I bought you, and you are important to me, and I will lay down my life for you, and you will lack nothing. You will have all the resources that are mine will be available to you. We said last week, when he's my shepherd, he takes me to green pastures, where he makes me completely content and filled with joy. But that's exactly where the tension in this moment comes from, isn't it? That you can lack a backslide. Because how does this rhyme, this joy and contentment and happiness, how does that rhyme with the loss of a child? With the brokenness of a marriage, with a diagnosis that has a good ending, with the death of a young woman. If you haven't, you will ask it. And thank you. I want to walk with you through this text. Let me just remind you again of who wrote this. It's a man called David. David understood the deep dark valley, not just because he was a shepherd himself. David understood the deep dark valley because David was there, hands and feet. Remember my son called Absalom? Loved the boy. One man grew up and decided he needed to be the king. Led a rebellion against his father. Armed rebellion. Before David could stop, his soldiers went out to meet Absalom's soldiers. And when the soldiers came back, they said, we stopped the rebellion. But then they had bad news for David. He killed his son. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 33 and 19, verse 4. You can go read what David's reaction to this was. He went into his room and he wept and he cried out, my son, Absalom, my son, my son. Did you see, my friends? In the dark valley, everyone cries. In the dark valley, everyone dies because it's dark and it's deep. But you see, in the dark valley, you can lose hope. But if you listen carefully, you can find hope. This morning I want you to find hope. Because that's what this passage is meaning. Hope in the valley. Breaking free in the valley. Notice a few things. Let's slide to this step. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. There's only one way to get through the valley. You can't bypass it. You can't go beside it. You can't go above it so you can soar and say, oh, I can see the other side. It's all good. There's only one way to get through the valley. And that's to walk through the valley. The Good Shepherd knows that And if the sheep have been grazing on this side of the valley and they've been eating everything there, once the grass is done, they need to move to higher ground. And the only way the shepherd can get them to higher ground is to take them through the valley, to get them to the higher ground. And the shepherd knows that when he takes them through the valley, it will be steep. And he knows it will be dark in the valley. And he knows the cliffs will be steep and scary. But he's the shepherd. He knows that. He also knows the valley because he's been there. And he knows how to get through the valley. And he also knows that on the other side of the valley is a high mountain. We like the mountain tops. But to get to the mountain top, you need to go through the valley. The problem is the sheep don't know that. And when the sheep get to the valley, and the cliffs are steep and scary right next to you, and you try and look ahead and it's dark, and you know, I don't know what's going on ahead of me, the sheep will just stand and they don't want to move, because that's what sheep do in a valley. Donna Brown gave me a little thing from Daily Bread this week. It says, good shepherd, brown sheep. Because sheep can't see. And they'll stop because they're afraid of the valley. What God does with us too, my friends. Because we go to the valleys too. And we want to stop in the valley and we think this is it. This is the end. Can't move. And that's when the shepherd takes his staff and his rod and he helps a little bit. Come, move. I'm with you. I know it's deep, but I'll keep this on your side. Go, you're not going to fall. Go, come here, you little wild one. Come back. You're going to. Slowly, the shepherd takes you and guides you through the valley. And before you know it, the valley's behind, and the high ground with God's light is waiting for me. How do I get through that? The shepherd. The shepherd is there. Because the shepherd knows what's on the other side of the dark valley. And those who have gone through the dark valley, ask them, they'll tell you too, there is light on the other side. Now, hear me when I say this. And you saw what happened to me this morning. I didn't plan that. I am not saying that the dark valley is an easy place. I'm not saying it's going to be fun and games to go through that dark valley. Quite the contrary. That's why the Hebrew word actually speaks of the valley that has the shadow. Though I walk through the valley that is dark, I will not fear God. For you, shepherd, you are with me. I have to go through. You know that my favorite text in the Bible is Isaiah 43. Because Isaiah 43 explains this exactly. Do not be afeared, be afraid, says the Lord, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by your name, and you are mine. Isn't that what the shepherd said? I've called you, you're mine. I'll lay my life down for you. Do not be afraid. For when you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. Did you hear the word? How do I get through the river? Through the river. And take it away. I go through the river with you. You will not drown. When you come to the flames of oppression, you will not be burned. For I will go with you. The only way to get through the dark valley is through the valley. But he goes with me. Paul got it right in Philippians. Can you remember Philippians 4? Rejoice in the Lord. Always rejoice. And if you have difficult circumstances, say that to the Lord. And then God's peace will come that goes beyond your comprehension. And then verse 30, my beautiful verse that I love so much. For I can do all things through him. The shepherd gives us strength. if you really do love the valley, there's a slide for that too. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to feel hurt. It's okay to grieve. It's okay sometimes to get a little frustrated, even a little angry at God when you go through the valley. The best example of this is the Good Shepherd. Because when the Lord Jesus went through the darkest valley of all valleys, he was in that garden. What was he doing? Everyone prays and he was praying. Everyone cries and he was crying. Everyone is a little afraid in there, and he was afraid. And he said, "Father, I'm not sure I can get to the other side. Will you take this thing away? But Father, I'll trust you, Father." And he was praying there, and his sweat was running, and the blood was coming from him. That's how it feels in the darkness. And it's okay to be afraid of that. It's okay to cry. It's okay to grieve. The Old Testament gives us the most wonderful gift in the world. It's called the Songs of Lament. When you're allowed to say, "God, I don't get this. God, I don't understand why this is happening. This is a little tough for me." When he died on that cross, he was crying one of the Psalms, 22. "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Because that's what happens in the valley, and it's okay. Because this is the problem. We live in a world where people just want to fix you the whole time. And when I go through the valley, they say, "Get out of it. Snap out of it. Get a life. It's been 2 years now. Get over it." No, you don't have to get over it. Take your time. It's okay with the valley. The valley is not the place where we're fixed. The valley is the place where you walk with God. Let me finish the story with Elsie. I see her every year when I go visit mom and dad. And last year, 3 years now since Elsie's gone. Last year, she and I sat for a whole day from one coffee shop to the other to learn from dinner at the night. And we sat, and the conversation went to Elsie. And to the struggle, and to the hurt. And she still spoke. And she still cried. And she still hurt. That I heard her say, "I've never let go of his hand because I know he's going to take me to the other side of the valley, but I'm not there yet." And it's okay. She'll get there. As long as she holds on to the shepherd, he will not leave you in the valley. And we all have different times. Some of us can do it like this. Some of us can't do it like this. But if you can't do it like this and you're still struggling, it's okay. You don't have to be okay. But remember this. There's a shepherd. And you're precious to him. He knows you. And he bought you. And he called you. And he thanked you. I'm nearly done. Third thing. Up there too. When you go through the valley, he says, "Even though I go through this valley, I won't fear, because in the valley it might feel like our enemy is going to overwhelm us." But hear this. The enemy does not have the last say. In the book of John, Jesus reminds us that the devil, who is our enemy, is a liar and a thief. He is the father of all lies, is what he calls him. And this liar and this thief will always lie to us and try to steal from us everything that our good shepherd tries to give. But remember, and somebody else said this, and I stole these words from them, but they're beautiful. It says, remember that the devil is only a petty thief. And nothing that rightfully belongs to God can ever be stolen by the devil. Can I say that again? The devil is nothing but a petty thief. And he can't steal anything that rightfully belongs to God. And you belong to God also in the valley. Sickness might steal let for a moment steal your joy that your future belongs to God. Death might take your loved one away from you, but life, everlasting, belongs to Jesus Christ, my shepherd and my Lord. Can anyone say amen? He's only a liar and a thief. Nothing that belongs to God can be stolen by this thief. And you, my friends, have been bought with the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, and your precious and your honored and your loved also in the valley. Don't allow him to try and steal what is not his and can never be his. Let me end. Something beautiful happens in the valley, and that's the last, the second last slide there. Something beautiful happens in the valley. In the valley, we meet God face to face. But let me show you something, Ted, the next slide, please. If you look at the psalm, it starts on an open top. Lord's my shepherd, I lack nothing. And then slowly, slowly David moves us down the mountain into the valley. Now I walk in the darkness and I'm scared. I know that you are with me, for you protect me. And then David moves us up the mountain. He moves us up the mountain and he ends. I've come through the valley and I'm on the other side. I know that I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Not one day, 2 days, 3 days, a year, 2 years, 3 years. For all the days of my life. Forever. Can you see how it moves in the mountains, in the valley, tonight? But something amazing happens in the valley. Up to this point, David has been talking about God. He leads me. He makes me lie down. He restores my soul. In the valley, David stops talking about God. He starts talking to God. I will not fear, for you are with me. Your God. Valley, we don't talk about God. In the valley, we learn to talk to God. And we find in that moment. And we know that. We know that because we've seen it happen. When all of the darkness of this world became way too much, and we were all lost and stuck in the valley. God sent the good shepherd and said, why, I don't know. He sent his only son. And he said, go, boy. We're in the darkness. Go. And the son came into this world. And he walked in that valley for us. And what did we do? We put him deeper into that valley. We walked. We hurt him as much as we could. To a cross, and he cried, my God, and all heaven cried, my son. Then they put him in a grave, and they put a stone in front of the grave, and they left him there to rot and to die. And just when it seemed that evil had won, on the third day, God showed us that there's no dark valley. There's our hope. Our hope is in the God that takes me through the valley to the mountain. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, the shadow of death falls over me.